uncomfortable emotions like boredom, impatience, unease, distress, or mild embarrassment are sending you a nagging message that something's not quite right. Either your perception of the situation is making you uncomfortable and you need to change that, or your current actions are not supporting your goal. So here's the solution. One, use the skills you learn in section two of this program to immediately change your emotional state by changing either your focus or your physiology. Or two, clarify how you want to feel now and what you want to accomplish. Three, change or refine your actions. Try a slightly different approach to see if you can immediately change the way you're feeling about a situation or if you can change the results you're producing. Like all emotions, if the emotions of boredom or impatience or distress or mild embarrassment aren't dealt with, they tend to grow into something much more intense. If we don't deal with situations that are making us uncomfortable, often they grow into fear. The emotions of fear, apprehension, worry, and anxiety are simply a call to action telling you that you need to be more prepared for what's about to occur. The solution? One, think about the situation you're feeling fearful about and decide what must you do right now to prepare yourself for it, either mentally or physically. Two, figure out what actions you need to take to deal with the situation in the most effective way possible. And then three, once you've prepared yourself, then stop worrying and mentally see yourself consistently and successfully dealing with the situation until you feel a sense of continued confidence. The action signal of hurt comes from a feeling of loss. And yet the sense of loss is often an illusion. The action signal here is calling us to change our perception or to realize that one of our expectations may have been inappropriate. Here's the solution. One, realize you may not have actually lost anything. Raised voices do not necessarily mean that someone no longer loves you, for example. Number two, reevaluate the situation by asking, is it possible that by not having my expectations met, I've actually gained something else? Have I judged the situation too soon or maybe too harshly? Three, as elegantly and appropriately as possible, communicate your feelings to whoever you see as the source. I know you really care about me, but could you clarify for me what really happened here? The action signal of anger, annoyance, resentment, or rage is a powerful emotion. Its source is feelings of hurt that have not been dealt with. This action signal tells us that one of our most important standards or rules has been violated either by ourselves or by someone else. The solution is one, realize you may have misinterpreted this situation. The person you believe has, quote, broken your rules may not even know they've been broken. They may not even know what your rules are, even though you think you're so clear about them. Two, realize that your rules are not necessarily the, quote, right rules. Sometimes it's pretty hard to do. And then three, interrupt the anger within yourself by asking yourself a question such as, in the long run, is it true this person really cares about me? Or what can I learn from this? Or will this even matter 20 years from now? How can I communicate the importance of my standards to this person so that we can get along better in the future? The action signal of frustration means that in spite of your current lack of progress, at some level, you believe that something you're doing could be done better, that you could get a better or greater result. This is a call to action telling you to change your approach and you can still achieve what you want. The solution's simple. Be flexible. Realize that your frustration is your friend and begin to brainstorm new ways to still get the result. Number two, find a role model, someone who's found a way to get what you want and learn from him or her. Three, get fascinated by what you can learn to help you handle this challenge in a way that consumes very little time or energy and actually creates joy for you.